Welcome, everybody, to yet another episode of the much unanticipated... ...episode of the One Lump or Two podcast, made by unprofessionals for unprofessionals.
Quite.
I'm joined this evening by one person invited, one person not invited.
Uninvited guest.
Uninvited guest. We'll leave you to figure out who. I'm, of course, your host, Mr. Lumpy the Second.
The second lump got
first lumpy died in an avalanche.
Oh, no.
Just started rolling. Was one lump rolled too far?
Rolling.
I'm your host, Mr. Lumpy. I'm joined by... You okay there?
Yeah, I'm perfect.
Sorry, who'd you lift your hand to? I'm joined by Michael, who's this, what seems to be his first time on podcast.
Can I be Franklin today?
And I'm joined by Turtle. Franklin.
Yeah! I'm
AKA Franklin. Christopher.
No, I want to be Franklin.
Okay, he's Franklin. Is that new pair of sweatpants?
Kind of.
Why would I ask you if those were new pairs of sweatpants? Did you thrust your hand into your crotch?
Yeah. Are those new?
Fuck yeah!
You gotta do a little stomp and then
I don't even know why that's funny.
Neither do I.
They're like skinny thighs.
I don't know.
Michael, what are you talking about? Look at your legs.
I wear skinny jeans.
Your legs
but
like
somebody
tried to make sausages for the first time. It's like a very irregular.
Sausages?
Yeah, sausages.
You're very versed in the sausage world.
I am, as a modern gay man.
Why is it so full in here?
That was
my
summer.
Question was when it got so busy. Because it was really busy in that McDonald's.
Yeah,
suddenly.
I know. Fuck.
It was really empty, and then suddenly there were more people.
Oh, yes.
That's usually what happens when it gets busy.
Yep.
More people show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Indeed. So what's up?
You know.
It's been what?
2 weeks. We're
Are we regular?
On schedule. Can I finish? Okay, doctor, I'll tell you.
Why are you yelling?
Oh, why am I yelling? Why are you shouting?
He said
you're
shouting. We're
going to get into fisticuffs here.
I hate that saying.
Fisticuffs?
Yeah.
What's wrong with fisticuffs?
Because it makes no sense.
What's wrong?
Why is it fisticuffs?
I had a very odd situation happen to me today.
What happened to you today?
Did you find your left nut?
No.
Still haven't, eh?
Did you find the peanut?
Ever since that time I...
Lost it.
Ever since that time I ran up the stairs, it's been stuck in my throat. That explains my second Adam's apple.
Why is it called an Adam's apple?
Every once in a while I cough up sperm.
That's gross.
Actually, it's weird though, because...
It's like phlegm, but not...
No, I was just thinking about something. Speaking of that, I had a thought the other day. That in the pornography world...
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
It is more than acceptable for the female to shower herself in the semen. But if you so much as touch your own self with your own semen, you get disgusted. I'm talking to you, Michael.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Oh my god, ew!
Is that what you
mean? I was just a...
Thanks for bringing up the thought.
Just a thought that came to me.
Like a thought? Oh, we went over thoughts last week.
For those of you who are active,
we went over all thoughts last week.
No, yeah. But see, thoughts. You forgot already.
Hashtag, that's why I'm not invited.
Hashtag, you don't remember what happened last time.
Okay, what happened last time, Michael?
We talked about thoughts.
What thoughts?
No, thoughts.
What
the term thoughts?
What thoughts?
Any more questions?
I'm asking you what thoughts. The fucking thought Gestapo here.
My mom used to be called the Gestapo woman at her work because they didn't like how she was running the show.
Oh, and then what? They had a war crimes trial.
Then they were like, "It's actually fine. You're not a Gestapo woman. We're sorry about that."
Okay.
How did you proudly?
This is making me very uncomfortable.
I go ahead and reach right into his belly.
Yeah, the way that he's sitting.
Michael, we're
one
friends.
Button is showing me like
we're friends. The undergrowth is
it's like belly button.
Yes,
it's peeking through. Mm.
This is the guy who welcomed me into his crotch by spreading his legs underneath the table at McDonald's.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And then he got really busy, so I had to close up a bit.
Yeah, except to find that I was in the way.
They didn't want to stench the
as is so often the case.
Yeah, I was in the way.
Of closing legs, yeah.
I just burped real audibly. Mm. It was gross.
Mm.
I didn't mean it. Mm. I did mean it.
You were saying something about... Oh, no, you said it already. Is that the thought that you had?
So, do you want to be...
Something weird happened today.
You want specific?
Yeah, but
you
then
said
you
something weird, and then you said I had a...
Sorry. Yeah, no, not something weird. Just as I had a little bit of a self-experiment.
Was it weirder than that time that your nuts were hanging out at a restaurant?
That was not weird. That was just funny for all parties involved.
Why do you go boomerang?
Because it never comes back.
Do boomerangs work?
Boomerangs?
Just throw it. Throw it really hard.
Boomerangs.
Do boomerangs work?
Okay, let's just let that joke hang for a bit. Or just let that joke hang for a bit. Would you like to tell the, as it's never been aired before, but like
has it not?
What?
No, because I believe that episode was lost in the annals of time.
Annals.
No, you tell it because it was funnier from your.
See, you know what the honest, and I'm genuine.
I believe, like, honestly, sorry to interrupt, but yeah. I believe I honestly saw your nutsack that day.
No, you see, here's the thing. I believe you, but I
had forgotten.
Let me finish. I don't remember that day at all. Like, I don't, sorry, let me rephrase that. I remember the meal preceding and during, but not that actual event.
The way that it was, that restaurant
there were balls
was just
on the table and underneath.
Rice balls on the table.
No, we're not.
It was chicken.
Chicken
where
balls.
Was it?
It was a Chinese restaurant.
Chris
can make that accent because he's Asian.
Is that how it works? Are you only allowed to be racist if you're the race? Like, if you walked around going, I can't do it because I'm not Italian,
go.
But do something Italian right now.
I have wine.
Is that...
In the most monotone voice ever.
The most honest.
As we're situated beside hundreds of bottles of empty wine.
Mm-hmm. Empty wine.
Yeah, empty wine, I'm not sure what that is. Is that just water without the alcohol?
Empty wine.
Yeah. Sorry, going back to that date. So, how should one phrase this? We were all in a production together.
See.
In various roles for all of us.
See.
And that day something proceeded to roll out of my pants, which... So here's the thing, though. While I believe you, I don't know how it got... Let me finish. I understand how it fell out of the seam of my pants, because that's a very obvious split, but how did it navigate its way around my underwear?
That's... My only thought was that you were wearing no underwear.
No, but I'm not that kind of person. I find that very uncomfortable. Like, there's just not enough
so
moisture
for the listeners,
barriers between...
Somehow... His
we were at dinner together with a large group of people.
A large group, like 20 plus.
Hosted by yours truly.
Hosted by, yes.
By
and the other patron of this.
By the Lumpy Supreme.
Yes. When I was
the
just
Supreme
in one
Lumper.
Lump. Yeah.
The Supreme Lumper himself.
The Supreme Leader.
General Lump.
Yeah.
General Tal?
No, General Lump.
That was also there.
There was.
So anyway, go ahead.
I can't believe you showed your nuts to General Tao.
Very.
Let me tell you something. Got me a fucking promotion.
No, you're
I right. Became lieutenant like that.
Like that.
But it was the way that we were seated was good for you because
let me
on the one side of the
I
table.
I agree. While I before you finish the story, I genuinely do not remember this. Like I'm not. I think the whole situation was not the whole situation. The whole broader situation was of such traumatic value to my life that subconsciously I have blocked these memories.
Yeah, there was
so correct me if I'm wrong, but this was the final dinner
of the dinner
pre-show.
So this was right before we were about to
the orgy.
Take the jump in, dive right in that.
Yeah, I just have to let the listeners know that Michael did the mime for a dive and said jump. But anyway, it's okay.
A dive is not a jump.
Yeah. No, I think a dive is more of a fall.
Well, when you're teaching people how to dive,
I'm the wrong person for that.
I'm the correct one. Which is
you'd probably be very good at cannonballs, though, eh?
No, not really. Ever since I lost that first lump, it's been very difficult to get a good splash. Anyway, go ahead.
So this was the last dinner, or
the Mohicans.
The last dinner of the Mohicans.
I was supposed to say that after last.
It's so stupid, but it's
I paused.
Funny.
And
it's so stupid,
wait,
but it's funny. Anyway, go ahead, sir, Michael.
And,
keep interrupting.
And we were all there. There was like 20-something of us.
Probably maybe close to 30 at that time.
And the way that we were situated was that us members of the pod here...
Yeah.
We're sitting on one end of the table.
It was like a big Last Supper table.
It was. I requested
I
had
never
one
liked
table.
Those dinners because you can never...
I agree. But you know what? In my personal opinion, when you have something of that, let's say a rough number of, let's say, between 20 to 40 people, it's especially if you're doing it at a restaurant. If you're doing it at home, you have no choice to separate it. But if you're doing it at a restaurant, it's quite nice that everybody gets kind of to sit...
At the same table. But you're never talking to the person who's three seats
no,
away
you're
from
never,
you.
No, you're never, because that's
so if
why...
you're sitting beside somebody...
Yeah,
like,
that's why I actually do prefer large round tables, for that only reason. The only issue a large round table provides is that nobody can reach the middle.
Yeah.
So things kind of get lost.
I was sitting at a round table one time that had like a spinning thing in the middle of it.
Oh, a Lazy Susan.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
I don't like those either.
Don't talk about my mom like that.
Mama.
Talk about how she needs to work harder.
You used to call her Gestapo once. So
yeah, exactly. She fucking... Anyway, go ahead.
Next thing you know...
He could have... He's just like, I got a joke.
No,
No joke.
I got a joke, but I'm trying to gauge the... We're very early on.
Yes, you're right.
For the more vulgar parts of the joke. Yeah.
It's still too fresh for
you. Anyway, sorry, Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's still too early to do it after I literally opened it talking about pornography to women.
Yeah, but still, pornography still women, pornography as opposed to women. Pornography what, cows?
There's pornography men in there, too.
Coming from the guy who's talking about dog porn all the way here.
We're talking about dog porn, we're talking about you fucking your dog.
Oh.
Oh, so there's the line.
That's the line.
Yeah. You mentioned you did it, so I just was curious.
That's gross.
Anyway, I'm sorry, Michael, go ahead.
I forgot what I was saying. What were we talking about?
We're all at one table together.
Testicles.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and next thing you know, this guy's fucking nutsack is hanging out. And his expression was...
But how did you see it?
Because your expression...
No, I don't think... I don't think he noticed.
No, he did. He looked down.
Sure.
He looked up. Oh, and he's okay. Like, I think my nuts are hanging out or something like that.
Along those lines.
I'm not even kidding. I don't remember...
His bare flesh... was out of his pants.
Chicken skin was on the table.
No, not under the table.
Yeah.
How did you get out of there?
The nuts?
How did you physically get out of there with nobody seeing your nutsack?
I think I was last rise.
Did you tuck him? Yeah, I think you were. Did you tuck him back in, like, through the seam? Or did you, like...
See, this is the thing, is... I'm gonna be very honest with you.
Did you, like, go from the inside?
I am not that well endowed that it could have found its way out through the leg or through the little flappy bit.
Like, but you're
but it wasn't just the peni; it was the whole,
yeah,
the whole village.
I didn't see no shaft. It was just a nut.
It was just a nut.
It was just a nut.
You saw a white nut sitting there.
It was macadamia.
it could have been a chicken ball for all I know.
No, it was just your nut.
See, I know it's gonna sound disingenuous, but I ought to remember this. You would think a moment as not as dramatic, but as eventful.
I mean, I vividly remember when I ripped my pants in a Mandarin. So like,
I wasn't at a wedding.
But I was like,
and then my little pecker fell out.
I was
at a wedding.
I was quite young though. I think I was like 10.
I was like 5.
So you had a little tic tac tick, eh?
Same today. Wasn't so much a tic tac. I called one of those jelly pops.
A mini Xmas light.
Yeah, he used to actually change colors. You see, so yeah, I remember. I once was on a school trip rather, and we were leaving, and I was dying for pee, and it was.
I hate when you say that. Like,
I'm dying for pee.
He's so offended by that.
He's like,
why would I say that? How often do I say that you?
It's every time you say you have to take a piss, you say you're dying for a pee.
Okay, but what's the problem?
It's just strange. Like everybody just says, I have to
it's
take a
strange.
Piss. Yeah, you say you're saying dying.
The guy in January 2017 wearing a baseball cap backwards is strange for me to say. I'm dying for a pee.
Yes, it is
he
quite.
He still wore baseball.
You've never worn a baseball cap at all.
I don't know.
That's not entirely true. I've worn it in jest.
In jest.
Yeah. So as a joke.
Okay, I was trying to think of another name.
Yeah.
That I couldn't think of one.
So no, we were leaving this trip and. I really had to go pee. Not so much that I was dying to go, but I really just had to go.
No, it's not that he's... It's,
let
it's
me finish.
You say I'm dying for a pee. Like, what?
Just anyway,
I'm dying... dying to pee. If you said I'm dying in a pee, that's fine. You say I'm dying for a pee.
I'm dying in a pee, and...
what a way to go.
Inside
of pee. I know, what a way to go. And it's one of those... It's one of those single... See, this was... It was actually the bathroom that threw me off. So, it was a single door, one bathroom.
Your...
And let me finish. It had in it a sink, as one would imagine.
Okay.
A mirror, as one would imagine.
Mirror.
It had a urinal.
Wow.
Which one would think made it a men's bathroom.
But,
it also had a regular toilet.
Okay, do not all men's bathrooms have a urinal?
Let me finish. It was the only bathroom. So when you go in there, do you lock the door?
Is there a separator between... Is there only one sink? Like, how... What's the distance between the stall...
I don't recall.
Is there a stall? Or is it just toilet is here, urinal is here?
See, I'm trying to remember. I don't recall...
But if it's the only bathroom and there's two places for you to...
Two receptacles for the piss.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, here's the thing.
That's strange.
But there's been situations where you go into a bathroom and you see the urinal and the toilet, but no divider. It's like a one of the, you know, it's a medium sized bathroom.
Yeah.
Now, my thing.
But a medium sized bathroom with a urinal and a toilet would have a divider.
But no divider. But this one didn't, Michael, what I'm saying. So what I, oh no, it didn't. Like, so I decided not to, I've run into this situation before. So I decided to not lock the door, but in my haste to release the piss, I left the door slightly ajar. I put a little jar there. make sure it stayed open. And while I was in a full...
That's a fucking terrible joke.
You guys laughed. The fucking made the joke, you guys laughed. So while I was in full fountain
stream.
Mode.
Full stream.
And you know, when I was a young boy, I could stop myself in any point of stream. But now...
It's really hard.
Once the falls are going...
They're going.
It's not going to go till there's a drought. So it's going... I'm releasing everything. So I was peeing away.
Away from the toilet?
And now I think I had let myself relax too much in the euphoria of finally releasing the pee.
Because he was dying for
that. When somebody, a girl who was also on this trip from our school.
Was she attractive?
Entered. What a fucking sexist thing to say. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
It really doesn't matter. So she opened the door and... In my this is another thing I realized that you cannot brush your teeth and pee at the same time because the cervical forks may speedily move too much.
Your pee-pee. He said your pee-pee.
He said centrifugal. Okay, he used centrifugal force.
So happens is as you're brushing left to right, your whole body begins then to sway with the momentum, and so does your schlong.
Your tic tac.
No, it's schlong now. It's growing. Exactly. It's grown since you started the...
No, it's still... It's a tiny schlong. It's like a sloth schlong. It's very small.
Schlong.
Anyone's a sloth.
As you laugh.
I would call it more like a little Swiss Army knife. Like, it becomes bigger, but not that much. I mean, like, little things come out of it, but not, you know, not like, you know... It's a knife, but not really like a knife to kill a horse. Like, just a little... You know, just to kill like the average size lamb. So anyway, she comes in.
Someone to put my feet
and,
up.
And going from, I went from complete relaxation to full on terror. And as my body swung to see.
Did you pee everywhere?
So did the tic tac. I didn't pee everywhere. But I got.
Why couldn't you just turn your fucking head?
Because I wasn't.
Hold on. You're peeing here. Mm. This is my pee pee straws in my head.
Yeah.
And then the door opens and you went.
Phew. No, it wasn't behind me. Sorry. It was at 3 o'clock.
Okay. So
when I turned.
But did you turn towards
the door?
With it.
So you turned the opposite way around. So you
no,
went from
no, no.
12 to 3?
Sorry. No. I'm 12. I turned to 3.
Okay. That's,
What clock are you looking at?
You turned clockwise. You didn't turn counterclockwise all the way to 3.
Why would I turn
counterclockwise?
That's
what he just demonstrated.
You're always turning clockwise. No, he was turning to 6 o'clock.
Yeah, but he was turning counterclockwise to 6 o'clock.
Yeah, but 6 o'clock doesn't really matter how you get there. It's even, okay?
No, I know, but then you'd have to get counterclockwise to 3 o'clock.
Anyway.
So it was one of these?
Yeah, so I went and I did a quick thing. I looked and the centrifugal force took me that way. And then the first took me the other way.
Did you watch a physics video between last podcast and now?
So anyway, that was...
Did she see the pecker or no?
From my own experience... And
this
I don't
was
see
your
much,
own experience.
From my
experience? This was your own
and
experience.
I don't see much myself. Let me finish. I'm going to tell you my experience. That even when I do show it on purpose, it's not seen. So I doubt it was seen at that moment.
Were you,
I think if anything, more, the, more the yellow streak.
What did she say when she came in?
She was like, a nice golden shower.
Did you hit her with the shower?
No.
That'd be gross.
My powerful pee days are behind me now.
Wait, when was this? Like last week?
No, that was so 2009.
Oh, 9.
When you were a wee little lad, eh?
Oh, sure. You were a wee lad, so this is acceptable behavior for wee lads. It's fine.
Wasn't that wee?
Well, you were
probably like 16, 17.
You were taking a wee.
I think at 17 to go around showing young women your chicken skins is not particularly acceptable.
Why wouldn't you lock the door?
Because I was in a rush, Chris. Did you hear this? I was in such a need of a pee that I was not thinking straight.
Evidently not.
Some would say I was dying
for a pee.
For a pee.
Evidently you weren't thinking straight.
Whoa.
This is a gassy pod we're having today.
Chris.
I'm over here.
Sorry, I'm going blind.
Evidently.
So yeah, that's my, the testicle one, I really wish I, most of that year, or the first half of that year.
That school year.
No, that year of the testicle ripping at the table.
Oh,
it was a whole year of it.
I don't, actually, most a whole of that year. Up.
They were growing so big, they just burst out.
Most of that year, I don't really remember.
Remember.
The 21st of December.
September.
No, see, if I say September, we get...
Ooh, good call. Avoiding the copyright claim.
So I said 21st of January.
That's how it goes. That's tomorrow.
Yeah.
The 21st.
Actually, by the time this is edited, probably.
So you're saying it's...
So, speaking of... speaking of the new year.
Let's watch the segue. Go on.
Have you ever ridden a segue?
No. That's not the segue we're taking. I want to see what the segue is.
Have you ever ridden a segue?
Do you know how segue works? One person guides the conversation. Not another guy drives a fucking Mack truck into it. No. Let me lead, and you follow.
Yeah, I want to see what the segue is. That's why I was pointing
out. Go, tell me now, go.
No, I was just asking if you've ridden a segue.
No, see, I love that. No, and then I'll tell you what I said anyway.
No, I don't
want to
say it.
I don't want to say it, but that will happen. Have I ever...
Ridden?
Ridden.
Ridden.
Oh, you're one of those things with two wheels. No, I haven't. Why do you give a fuck if I have?
Because I said segue and that caught his interest because he's so small-minded over here.
Uh-huh.
He said it, not me. I can't even say yes.
So what's the segue you're going to take?
No, I was just curious how the new year was going for y'all.
He literally just did the same thing that he said that I shouldn't do. No. And then I'm going to tell you anyway.
I was already trying to get there before, you dumbass.
Did you take a segue?
Why are you yelling?
Did you take a segue to get there or not?
No. I took what can only be described as a tricycle.
You took a tricycle?
A tricycle.
Is that different from a tricycle?
Yes, because it's from the south.
Hey, that's so online. You're saying if it's from the south,
if it's from the south, it's a tricycle. So if it's a tricycle. And if it's from somewhere in between, I don't know it. Yeah.
So,
now I was curious how the New Year's treating you. Anything new in the world?
Just the year.
So far.
This is why you don't get invited to most of them, honestly. You had to stop my segue to ask me if I've fucking ridden a segue. And then,
Segue.
Most of these devolved to making fun of how he pronounces his words.
Yeah, it's true.
What was the other one that we were making fun of?
Fuck, I don't remember, but he sounded like a librarian. That's what I do remember.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember our librarian at school?
Which one?
Wait, the shake weight one?
What did you say?
The shake weight one.
What the fuck is that?
She must use a shake weight because her arms were massive.
Oh! You just wiped the jacket off and I wasn't. But then as soon as you said the jacket off, I fucking realized who it was. Yeah. Is it like my question with that was because she always had to show up for arms, no matter the season.
Yeah.
Winter, summer.
That woman was never cold.
Sun out, guns out. Sun not out, guns still out. I was at that school. Let me tell you
before
something.
We left, we should have got her a shirt that said that.
I was at that school for 4 years, as most people tend to be.
Yeah.
And I did not know she existed until like the last 6 months I was there.
Who was the one before her?
The older woman, who could have used the shake weight.
No, but she always wore like a knit sweater.
No, but she actually looked like a brick. She was actually a very nice lady, if I'm honest.
She was.
She was quite kind.
Oh, I remember her name.
Yeah.
We won't say it here.
No name.
Mine's with,
no government names here.
No.
It rhymes with,
She was actually very nice though. The other...
Laurentide. Doesn't Laurentide make like pencil crayons?
That's Laurentian.
No, but she was actually very nice, the other one.
Which one? Quite shake weight or the other one?
The other one.
Somebody actually
tells you how to find information.
Yeah. Shake weight was just like, make sure you leave your shoes at the door.
That was actually, yeah, actually fucking was.
Wait, you have to take your shoes at the door?
Actually, she could have been.
Your backpack.
She was actually fucking Gestapo.
Was it my mom?
Yeah.
My mom was a librarian.
No, your mother compared to this woman was fucking Gandhi.
You have to bring like, you want to go to the library to read a book and you have to fucking leave your fucking books.
Oh yeah, you have to bring a fucking yoga mat. You gotta bring a fucking solar powered light, so fucking. Anyway. What was I talking about before that?
I have no idea.
Oh yeah, that's the other librarian was the epitome, or the personification rather, of if you teach a man to fish, he'll eat for life, as opposed to giving him the fish.
Right.
Which was the other librarian's attack.
Here's all the fish.
It's just, here's everything. Here's everything, and just let me go home and work on my arms.
But first...
Oh, that's what I wanted to say. So when people like that, do you think it was a natural phenomenon of her that her arms were so muscular, or she did it on purpose?
I think to a certain degree she has less percent body fat than other average people.
Here's the perspective from someone who studied
this. Why is the muscle so concentrated there? Is that a natural thing?
She probably has the same on her legs.
What?
She has a low percent body fat, so you see so the that muscles that more defined.
I don't know, that was more than...
But she also works out, but because
of that's what I mean.
Hold
like,
on, but she wasn't like a fucking.
She was a fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, she had she arms. She was part of the Gestapo. That's where they were from.
She had arms.
Everybody has arms. She have arms.
Was it true?
She has arms. This guy's arguing. She has arms. She has arms. Fucking nurse. No, she has arms.
Did you? Is it true about the umbrella when it's raining? Did you hear that story?
What?
Never mind.
No, now you have. Now you have to tell me.
No. Like.
No. See. No. Again, Michael. No. But I'm gonna tell you. So go ahead.
No.
Are you looking at me like I'm going to save you from this?
Don't fucking look at him. He fucking hates you as much as I do.
You started it. I didn't.
Sorry. Explain this umbrella thing.
I heard a rumor that...
Go ahead.
I had a rumor.
You had a rumor.
I had one in my pocket. I heard one.
You heard one.
That...
You heard one.
This particular shake weight individual would call somebody...
Oh! Driving Miss Daisy here to the car.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that's true or not. God knows I wouldn't have done
it. You know who told me that story?
Who, was it me?
No.
Was it me?
It was your female counterpart who works at the school.
Oh, the insider.
The insider.
Mm. Don't we have an insider, eh?
Mm. Yeah, she's not overly fond either.
I know.
But
of
as
us?
Is,
of
as
us?
Is,
no, of us,
no,
I know.
No, 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 no. Of us were the champions.
People who are not overly fond of somebody bring those people together, you know?
Yeah, it's very much like, you know... The Axis of Evil, how they brought together the good in the world.
It's how the Justice League was started. Because they all don't like bad guys.
Exactly. Yeah, see, that's just... That's...
Now, back to that. Do you actually think she has a shake weight?
Do you know what a shake weight? It's an actual
Is that
device.
The thing you hold and it, like,
and
jiggles
like,
in your
and
hand?
And you fucking jerk that shit off. Until
she... I hope she doesn't listen to this. Or she probably won't, but that'd be fucking hilarious.
She doesn't know what we're talking about.
I'm not.
No names. We're
I'm not clean. Sure. I've not been privy to her personal workout accoutrement.
Maybe you should ask your husband.
I don't know. I have a feeling that guy's pretty tight-lipped. Fucking white knuckling.
Oh god! It keeps getting worse and worse. This keeps getting. I keep trying to tell myself to hold back, but sometimes you just can't.
You can't fight fate.
No, man. I have to admit now, this podcast is becoming extremely more niche every week as we talk about war.
Niche, good word.
It is a good word.
Niche.
Do you know...
Do you say niche or niche?
Fuck off. I don't know, tell me, speaking of vocabulary, because we were just talking about snow, do you guys, or is it just me, sometimes if somebody, for example, like music lyrics, let's say a song you know well,
I know song well. This is song I know well.
This is a song you know well. Uh-huh. If I asked you to write out the lyrics,
right,
it would be more difficult for you to do that than rather to sing along with the actual
but
lyrics.
See, no? The thing is, if you ask me to write it out, I would just start singing it.
Yeah, exactly. But what I'm saying is that you can only remember it really
because
when you're singing
it.
So in a way, it's almost like vocabulary, is that you really don't, or at least for me anyway, because my vocal skills have always been, my vocabulary skills rather, my verbal skills. Mm-hmm. Always been much better than my actual written skills. So for me...
Which is odd, though.
Yeah.
You know, people say that you...
I'm actually a terrible speller, to be honest. I'm so bad.
People say that if you read books more often, your vocabulary gets more enhanced. And
I don't know.
Fuck, I haven't read a fucking book in a long time.
No. I don't know if that's true. No, I don't know if that's true. I think you decide, to a certain extent, what your vocabulary is. But for me, I only remember... Not remember words. Words only become more conscious... in my mind when I'm speaking. So, for example, a word like niche doesn't... No, but let's just say, for example, you remember certain things when you remember the word before them. Just like in music lyrics, for example. So when you're singing along, you really don't know the next verse. All of a sudden, when you're singing the next verse, you remember the words. You follow what I'm saying?
I feel like... Are you trying to say that certain words are connected to, like, certain... Like, do you... The first time I heard that word...
Which?
Niche.
Science.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember who told it to me.
But it's not...
My science teacher. Like, I remember the exact moment of hearing that word.
No, but that's what I mean, is that... certain words allow for other words, in, at least in my mind anyway, it might be a weird...
I'm shaking your leg, it's really popular.
Sorry, it might be a weird subconscious thing for me, but I wouldn't say my vocabulary is that good, like if you ask me to write down big or unused words, like centrifugal or niche or whatever else we use today. But when I'm speaking, the words become conscious to me, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So when I'm writing, for example.
What if you were dictating to somebody else to write? Would that change your writing style? I think not.
No, it doesn't change my writing style, but my writing style is as if I speak anyway, which has always been my problem. Because people always say to me in the academic world and people who've read my stuff, say you write like you're speaking to somebody, you do not write as if it's actually something, what's what I'm looking for? As if it's a proper syntax for writing. Mm. I write like I'm telling somebody something rather than how it should be read, if that makes sense.
Like it's not MLA format.
So I write like it's a story, even if it's not a story, if that makes sense.
I don't know.
That's what I've been told. I could be like, that's not...
That's twice now.
Yeah, yeah.
You going for the triumvirate?
Yeah.
The what?
Triumvirate? Is that proper pronunciation of the word?
Yeah, triumvirate.
Vernt.
A triumvirate.
Yeah, that's a nice way and a nice... academic conversation with the word fart.
How do we have that conversation? We're just talking about fucking...
Michael, have you seen this podcast?
I haven't, it's audio.
How do we have any of these conversations? How do we arrive at anything?
It's okay.
Mm.
I don't know.
But anyway.
Vocabulary is interesting.
It is.
It's like sometimes first, no reason at all.
Yeah.
I took French for 12 years as we are a part of a...
Including 4, yeah, sorry.
Right? Can you speak French though? That's my question for you.
That's where I'm getting at. So like
getting at. Yeah, but language is only used when spoken, so it's right. Impossible to do it for an hour a day and speak French.
Occasionally.
Or any language, I should say.
I'll just randomly decide I'm gonna speak French right now. And then I'll do it, and then I still remember.
Yeah, because...
Things. Because... But like if you ask me right now, hey, conjugate this verb.
Yeah, why would you...
Well, fuck myself, I don't know how to do that.
That happens with me in Italian, actually.
Yeah, but you've spoken your whole life.
But do you speak Italian?
I speak Italian, perhaps not... No, but you know what the funny thing is? Because here's the thing. So, it's a very interesting thing happened when unfortunately my great grandmother passed away in Italy. My family from there finally was, because we would always go there,
right?
Because my great grandmother was there. My mother's side is predominantly there still, and so we would go there to see my great grandmother, obviously. And then when she passed a few years ago, they started coming here.
Mm-hmm.
And the husband of a cousin of mine. Said,
a friend of mine said,
you speak, we hear, my family, speaks an old dialect, that used to be spoken in our part of Italy, anyway, maybe not so much these days, that we speak an old version of it, that really is only something they hear old people speak.
You guys didn't get the 2.0 version.
Well, essentially what happens is that any emigrating culture essentially becomes like stagnant and isolated because it's not evolving with the rest.
Right.
And it can't assimilate really 100%.
Yes.
So anyway, an interesting thing happened. When I now speak with my family there, it was funny because I didn't notice this until about a year or two ago. My aunt was listening to me speak to somebody there, an uncle of mine. And all of a sudden, when I started speaking with him, my Italian became like textbook. Like it became like, that's it, perfect is the wrong word, but textbook is what I mean.
Like if you were teaching a class.
Yes, it became that.
Right.
But it's a subconscious thing, like we're talking about vocabulary.
Mm.
So all of a sudden, the more I speak with them, when they're here, or when we speak with them,
right.
My Italian changes, as opposed to when I speak with my family, who's here. It's almost two different languages, almost.
Interesting.
It's a pronunciation thing.
My mom says a similar thing, like sometimes when she speaks to her kinsfolk back home.
Her kinsmen. was the word you were looking
they're
for.
They're not all men, kinswomen as well.
Just kinsmen is fine.
She's like, oh, the dialect is getting different. Like sometimes it is, I don't understand
because it's still evolving there.
Yes,
and it's not here.
It'd be like if one of us moved from here, let's say,
yeah,
when we were like 12, and then we came back like now, and somebody went, it's lit. I'd be like,
yeah, but that's maybe a generation.
That's slang.
I don't know. See, that's another interesting thing is that I don't think Toronto, unlike so many other major.
I don't think
Toronto, unlike other major cities, like take New York for example, London, Paris, Chicago.
Yeah.
No, places like that
uh-huh.
have internationally recognized micro accents for the city. So for example, you have a Brooklyn accent, you have You have a midtown. We don't here. We don't.
We do though.
I think that's cultural. Like, I don't think that's.
There's like a Scarbs man.
So yeah,
that's an accent that's accepted.
Yeah,
to be an accent. But it's not like.
But the thing is, like, New York has had like 5 generations of somebody living in one place, right?
Right.
We don't really have that. We have you live in one part of the city, then you live in another part of the city.
Mm.
And I think maybe somebody from the States will go, that's a Canadian accent, but like,
yeah,
we cannot, for example, we can't, when we speak with somebody, we're not like, oh, North York or the Annex or Etobicoke. Unlike New York, London, they have the East End, the West End, they have Central London. You know what I mean? But that's from centuries of somebody, of particular amount of people not moving, essentially. So they're also isolated within a city. We don't have that here, which is also, which is quite odd for a city almost on 4 million people, I think, when you include
that. It is because of the diverse amount of...
It's just people moving.
Yeah, or that.
That's people fine. Always moving.
Fine, you're right.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's not...
Bastard.
There's not enough generations in one place isolated within a city to, at least from what I say, I could be wrong, I'm not a linguist, to effectively create a sub dialect. Yeah.
Like a...
All these people. Now what sub?
Mr. Sub or Subway?
You know what? I'm just going to say this one thing.
What are you more keen to?
I will gladly mention Popeyes once a week if they endorse us. Give me that.
Popeyes.
Let me finish.
First of all, I want you to say it properly.
Popeyes.
It's not Popeyes.
How do I say it?
It's Popeyes.
Popeyes.
You have to say it properly if you want to
it's
be
It's Popeyes.
Popeyes.
Louisiana chicken.
No,
that?
It's Louisiana fast. Do it now. You do it now.
Do it. It's your turn.
I don't know who you did. You did some large man groaning.
There's like, Popeye.
So yeah, if they supply me with a year's worth of biscuits.
Just biscuits.
No, the biscuits are incredibly dry if you just have biscuits.
Let me tell you something. I will purchase the liquid to wash them down.
They don't have to give me the liquid. Just the biscuits.
Just the biscuits. Because I don't like the
biscuits there.
What?
You're off this podcast. They endorse us. What's wrong with you? We're trying to get them endorsed.
I don't like them. Like, do they have cornbread there?
No.
No. So. Well, I also like a good cornbread. But never mind.
Cornbread?
I just want to say this. I just want to say this to... Let me finish, please. I just want to say this to Popeyes and the lovely lady who does the adverts for them. We get 2 listens in Somalia. We could break into the market there and be the first Popeyes in Africa. I just want to mention that.
I wonder if they have Popeyes
in Africa. I just want to mention 2 listens in Somalia. We can bring Popeyes there. That's all.
By the time this goes live, we might have 4.
It's not live. It's recorded. But beyond that...
I was like, I don't get it. And then I got it.
Yeah.
It was like a dad joke.
Yeah.
What is a dad joke?
Yeah. Do you have to be... No, because I've been told that I'm pretty good at dad jokes, but...
I think it's just because...
Imagine when I am
a dad. You want to know my dad's dad joke? It's calling me my brother's bro.
That would be
your awesome. Dad's dad?
No. My dad's, dad's joke.
Oh. No, dad joke. It's not a dad's joke. My dad's jokes are pretty morbid. Like,
if I'm alive.
No, like, okay, so today, I get a call from my bank.
Yeah.
They were trying to sell me some shit for my credit card.
Yeah.
They're like, first of all, they said, is this Christopher Melro? And I right away went, fuckers, still don't know what to say my name.
Well, I mean, it's a weird spelling.
Yeah, you're not wrong. So I'm like,
what's your mother's first name again?
Huh?
What's your mother's? I always forget your mother's first name.
My mother's first name is Susan.
Oh, Susan.
With an A at the end.
Susanna.
So Susanna.
So her name is not Susan.
So her name is not Susan.
Why'd you lean in like that to tell me?
So her name is not Susan.
It's not.
And your brother's name is Michael, right?
That's right.
So she is aware of the proper usage of the letter C.
Yeah, she spells it properly in his name. He's not Mikhail.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Mikhail!
Why did you tense up so much? His hands were between his legs and his shoulders got real high.
So what I'm saying is though that she knows where to put the C in Michael, but not the C in Christopher.
She forgot it entirely.
I was the first child, so yes. She remembered for the second, you see?
Or did she learn it in between?
She figured it out, yeah.
She's like, oh,
yeah.
I fucked that one up.
Your father was like, ma, what is this K?
He doesn't go, ma.
I had a little bit of zhuzh for him. I zhuzh it up a little bit for him. I go, hey, sir, you want some zhuzh?
And then he shake weights it out.
And then I got to wear short sleeve shirts. And then I got to wear really, really short sleeve shirts.
In the summer, he always takes his t-shirts and cuts them. Cause he,
and then the winter, he's like, hang on, where are my
long sleeves go?
And then the winter, he sells them back on. Hang on.
No,
hang on. The previous year's short sleeves don't make it.
then he uses the sleeves as a rag for whatever he's doing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, to maximize.
So what did this bank say to you?
Oh yeah, so the bank was trying to sell me
shit. Put down that fucking screw. You've dropped it 8 times already. Four times, sorry.
I like that I showed you with my four fingers.
Thank you.
And he goes to pick it up again. It's like,
you fucking child.
But anyway, so my bank called me.
Yo, fuck off.
Did you breathe into it? Do it. Go get real close.
Kiss it, kiss it.
No, make like an audible breathe.
Kiss it.
There, now I hope it's picked up on the
sound. Oh god, now I have fucking SARS. Go ahead.
You will when you answer the phone next.
I will. Anyway, go ahead.
Anyways, so. The bank's trying to sell me shit for my credit card, right?
Why is everybody yelling?
Just because we're in a garage.
God. A garage is downstairs. You fucking peasant. That's where the chains are.
Did you call them a pheasant or a pheasant?
A pheasant.
A pheasant.
A small bird.
Isn't it a bird?
A pheasant.
Anyways, my bank's trying to sell me some shit. Speaking of
scratchy.
Shit. Hip hip!
Nobel scratch.
Somebody better open that door. Michael just farted. Anyway, sorry, because you were saying this anyway.
Nobel scratch. My bank is trying to tell. I'm not going to be able to tell my story. I'm never able to tell my story. I'm sorry. I always sit quietly waiting for my turn.
Sorry.
I raise my hand to like.
I know, but Chris, have you ever ridden a Segway?
Okay, can we close the door?
Chris, go ahead. Yeah, close the door. Because Michael's been cold fucking all day.
You've been cold fucking all day?
It's so hard to get it hard, man. Cold fucking.
No, he just fucking slamming the lip thing. Just hoping any bit of it goes in. Okay, he's just slamming the limp thing.
The link thing?
The limp thing. Anyway, sorry, Chris, go ahead. Michael, if you drop that scrub, I swear to God, I'm going to throw this fucking wrench right at you. Like, I'm just going
to
fucking do it. But Chris, have you ridden a Segway? Sorry.
Go ahead.
I gotta put the wrench down.
Sorry, Chris, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm done for now. For like 10 seconds. Hurry up. You got 10 seconds. You better start.
I can't do this. Okay, so.
Go ahead.
The bank calls me.
Yep.
And they're trying to sell me some stuff.
Whew.
Which I politely decline. And he goes, oh, come on. You want this enough? You want it? You want it? I go, no.
Was he a cartoon character? Joe Pesci was trying to sell you shit. What, who was it? Roger Rabbit?
What, you don't want it? You don't want the credit card?
What do you do, model gloves?
What do you do? You don't want the credit card?
But he was
what, are you a glove model? He was adamant on trying to get me.
I thought his name was Adam.
No, it wasn't. I think his name was like Jay. I don't remember.
Is that spelled with a Y?
I don't know. I didn't ask him. I just said, okay, who's this?
You guys think Jay's a very lazy name?
I feel like it's short for Jason. Jason!
Jason! Jason! Jason! Who's he fucking Gestapo officer?
There's a video game where there's a at one point there's a button that you press, and your character will just shout, Jason! Because he's looking for his son.
You mean the...
It's the Jason button. You hit the Jason button.
Anyway, so what you were saying.
So Jay, I guess his name was, I don't remember. I say no thank you, politely decline. And then eventually I hang up on him because he's still trying to sell me. I go, okay, thank you, goodbye, thank you. And he gently put the phone down.
Yeah, it's a hard job.
And then my dad, who's sitting, just beat him with the wrench. My dad is sitting in the back of the living room with his like legs crossed reading the newspaper.
Oh, meditating.
He doesn't, he's meditating, he's reading the newspaper. He doesn't even look up
like,
from the paper.
Look at all these people using the letter C properly except your fucking mother. Anyway, go ahead.
He doesn't even look up from the newspaper. He goes, hey, who is that? Who's calling you? And I said, it was the bank. And then he's like, what the bank want? I said, they're trying to sell me something. He goes, sell you what? A rope to hang yourself with? And I was like, and I went, pardon me? Like, where did this come from?
Pardon me?
And he just said, the bank, all they tell you is rope to hang yourself with. That's it. They want you, anything they sell you, they're going to hang you, that's it. And I'm like, okay, I'm leaving now.
So you're saying that your father has money in a bucket somewhere at home?
I don't know, I guess so. That's what I mean, like his jokes are morbid. I don't know where it came from. But that was his version of a joke. He doesn't tell many jokes.
Has your father set a retirement date yet?
For the end of the year.
Oh, this year?
At some point, yeah. 2017, he's
You really think he's going to retire?
Yeah, I do actually. Because he's...
What is he going to do then?
I know,
that's what I'm
saying. A lot of pizza, eh?
A lot of pizzeria.
I'm finally going to pass by.
Lots of spaghetti.
When he retires, that's when Gaspar's going to retire too.
I've been fucking guy. What did you do wrong there?
What did you
do wrong? Hey, fucking guy. What time is it here? We're gonna have to fucking do some shit. 45. You fucking
Why do we care now?
Huh? Because I gotta worry. I gotta worry.
He's retiring this year.
Anyway, we're gonna have to cut for a bit. So anyway, so Chris, is your father gonna retire this year?
Yeah, he's gonna retire probably, yeah.
But you think he's really gonna retire?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever written a segue?
It's a real good one you're doing right now.
Thank you. Because much like my mother, I feel for her own sake, she should still work.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, in 2 years, I'm gonna retire.
Who, your mom?
Yeah. Really? I just told you my mom.
I wasn't listening.
My father got on the retire.
Why is your mom cool like that?
Because she's half a dodo bird.
Dodo bird? Mm. Dodo bird?
Dodo bird, Popeyes.
So she's been extinct for years?
Yeah. Thank you for bringing that up, you fucking idiot.
Half of her has been extinct for years.
It's been amazing to be able to work with half of her and the other half of dead dodo bird.
Which half? If you could only have one half of your body,
yep.
Which half would you have? That's a weird question.
You know what?
Now, are you going left or right or top or bottom?
No, see, here's the thing.
If you go top or bottom, then here's you're the not thing. Living. If you're just a bottom, you have no brain.
No, here's the thing. If I had to choose... Right. See, because I've always thought that personally...
And I don't mean like you, half is operational. Yeah. I mean you only have half of your body.
I'm going to tell you something, what I would do. Hmm. Because the best two parts of my body, in terms of the look good...
Okay.
Are from my breastbone up.
Not the breast, because that's a mess.
So let's say like just above the nipples.
Right.
To the end of my head.
Your nipples are gross.
Yep.
Just above the head, and your head, or you're like...
Let me finish.
Hairline as well.
Hairline. It's part of the head, you dumbass.
I don't know, maybe you think you look good bald. I don't think he'd look good bald. So, he'd look like an egg if he was bald.
Just like my top...
Then you really look like a giant baby.
Let's say like, what is this? So like my top 20%.
Right.
And my waist down. Those look normal. So I would remove this part.
No, that's how I asked.
Yeah.
I didn't ask anything, really. Surgically. I said,
I would remove surgically. It and just have like my head walking on my hips.
That'd look really...
That wouldn't get you any play at all.
Let me tell you, bro.
Just pop down right there.
This ain't getting me any play either. Nobody's playing with the joystick.
In this world that we're living in, everyone is also in a similar boat.
Yeah.
It's just...
Low boat?
Yeah, it's a small boat. Because everyone's half, right? They don't need a big boat anymore, right?
You don't need a full-size boat.
You don't need a
full-size boat. Actually, most boats don't even have roofs, so fuck you.
Why are we talking about boats again?
Because, Michael, you're an idiot. And have you ever ridden a Segway? Like, in terms of left or right...
I would choose my right side.
Yeah, because it's my dominant hand. But that's...
But then again, you would learn to use your left.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think that...
No, you know what? I would choose my right because that's the leg I kick with in soccer.
That's a fair reason. But wait, aren't you right-handed?
But then you'd like have to hop everywhere and shit like that?
I don't know. I mean, like, what if you never knew what it was like to have two legs?
Could I make my other half bionicle?
Bionicle?
Like the Legos that you play with? That Lego series that
Like a cyborg?
Yeah, like a cyborg.
Would you want to like live forever as like a cyborg or like
Live forever?
I don't know. Like you could
live mostly. I mean it's probably just the consciousness.
Do you think cyborgs are gonna be a thing?
I hope not. Probably will be.
1,000 years.
Do you think we'll be alive for that?
I don't want to be alive for that. I don't want to be alive.
You don't want to be alive for that? You want to die before that, the cyborg revolution happens. So you don't want to have a bionic arm? Ever?
Ah! God.
I think it'd be sweet.
Would it feel like somebody else?
Would you have phantom limb?
Can I finish a point? This guy fucking always come in with his fucking segways.
They don't go really fast.
We should have a segway company to sponsor us.
You don't see many of those anymore? Segway? Is it because you just look like a fucking douchebag when you're on one? Like
Wait, hold on. You just look like
a dick.
Do you think, when you say Segway, do you mean like a proper Segway, or do you mean what the thing that everybody called was a Segway?
Why? Is it not called that?
No, it's not actually a Segway.
What's it called?
A Segway is an actual thing.
A Segway has like a handlebar.
Yeah, the handlebar, the two wheels.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
No, we're talking, that's an actual proper Segway, but the other thing that I was talking about is a...
Oh, the little scooter one that your brother had?
Yeah.
It's called the Segway?
No, it's not.
What is
everybody
it called?
Calls it a Segway. I don't know what it's actually called.
Aren't those like fucking exploding?
Yeah, they explode sometimes.
They explode?
Some of them do.
I thought that was only the phones.
No, those are.
What the fuck was that? You turning into a reptile? Did you see that? That was a weird fucking like non-gag reflex. Was that?
He's a reptile.
Reptile.
You said that already, so the joke is gone.
Yeah.
I was repeating for emphasis.
Thank you.
In case people missed it the first
time,
they got distracted by a bird.
Yep.
Or a reptile, maybe.
Yeah.
Thanks for the reinforcement, there, man.
You're welcome. Anything.
If you had to be an animal, what animal would you be?
That's tough. That's fucking tough. There's a lot of animals out there, man.
Are we sticking to mammals to make it easier for Michael here?
Would you like to stick to
Why
mammals?
Why would we stick to mammals?
Because you're having a trouble
there's too
time
many animals.
Fitting all the animals into your head.
I'd like to be a... I think something in the water, maybe. The water is very
interesting cold
because...
It's very deep.
Water's too cold.
Yeah, like...
It's very deep. These are very interesting points.
What happens if you just want to have a rest? Like a quick nap.
Sleep in the water.
Yeah, but you don't have to worry because anybody come out, you have to worry about
is that
the
why
Y and
have,
the X axis.
Fish don't have eyelids, but do they... Does that mean they see everything when they're sleeping?
No, that means that they don't get their eyebrows done.
What if their eyelids have anything to do with their eyebrows?
That's not funny, but it made me laugh. Because I was expecting something
Chris,
else.
How do you... If you listen to this podcast long enough, you know that you don't need to be funny. To be funny, I'll just think.
As long as somebody laughs. My mom always says... A joke is, if the joke is funny to you, at least it's still good. That's what she says a lot.
I always said it better to you the first time she said
no,
it.
No, because that's pretty
you
much
know, it's funny if you find it funny.
No, because like she tells a joke and she normally laughs and we go, Mom, it's not that funny. And she goes, I'm laughing, so it's funny to me.
Tell her sharks don't get their eyes done.
Sharks don't get their eyes done? They don't get their eyes done.
No, according to Mike. Anyway, sorry.
Do they see stuff when they don't have their eyes? Because they don't have eyelids.
That means their eyes are always open, so I'm assuming they're seeing something.
But even when they're sleeping, do they not, like, shut off?
That's what I'm asking. You don't get a blanket. You don't get a pillow. You're just there wagging your tail. Imagine this. When you're a fish, your tail is always wagging.
This guy
you
is
look
far
at me so confused.
This guy is so far.
Because what I'm saying is you never get to relax. Like, when you're sleeping, you're even being. Your body doesn't move that often. But when you're a shark, you have to tail.
Can you think about how much more productive we would be if we didn't have to sleep?
No, I think sleep is important.
No, but like if we physiologically did not need sleep.
Michael, I think sleep is important.
Do you think we would live less long?
I think you would actually,
shorter?
I think it would be worse because you would be spending more time with people creating more arguments.
That's not true. I can spend a lot of time by myself.
No, but that's too much time. Like, you know, you can go crazy in your own mind. And if you're a fish, you can't get your eyelashes done.
Eyebrows.
Eyebrows, sorry.
I blush.
Come on, you don't know about eyeblush. Fuck you.
You can decide.
You know.
How many times a week do you get your eyes blushed?
7. On a good week, 4. Figure that one out. Michael, 10 out of 2 people have dyslexia.
What is it, like a math question?
Huh?
What is this, like a math question? If the two people are leaving the train station.
Oh, speaking of a dad joke. My friend has 2 dogs. Rolex and Omega, they're watchdogs. Fucking idiot. That's what he tells me. That's what he wakes me up for, actually. I was taking a nap.
When he called you when you were sleeping?
No, I was taking a nap. I was taking a nap, yeah.
Any joke that your dad tells, by definition, a dad joke?
Are comedians that are fathers always telling dad jokes?
Yes.
I think that's a very, that's
Y-E-S spells yes. What does E-Y-E-S spell? Yes.
What the fuck was that segue?
If Y-E-S spells yes,
yes,
what does E-Y-E-S spell?
Yes.
See, there you go.
Yes.
You got it.
Yeah.
Good job. You know how to spell. Real good.
Actually, I don't know how to spell. I'm fucking terrible spelling. Ask me how to spell a word.
How do you spell grammar?
G-R-A-M-M-E-R.
Is it E-R or A-R?
I think it's A-R.
I think it's A-R.
You just said E-R.
I know.
And then I immediately regretted my choice that I made.
Yeah. No spelling? Spelling has always been an unfortunate downside for me. But luckily in this day of a spell check, it's okay. Or as Oscar Wilde said, leave the punctuation and the spelling to the editors. That's what I do.
Are you Oscar
Wilde? Do you have an editor?
No, I wish I was Oscar Wilde.
Do you have an editor?
Hmm?
Do you have an editor?
Sorry, do you write a segue?
Is there an all-star game for soccer?
No.
When does the All-Star game for hockey?
I think it's next week.
It's next week?
The All-Star...
Have they named starters and stuff? I don't pay attention.
I think the All-Star stuff is just a bit of a fucking... Just a muck fucking cash grab, that's it. Because you gotta pay to watch it, right? It's not on TV.
No, it is.
No, sorry. The game is, but like the whole hype and all the other...
No, it is.
Don't they do like... No, I thought it was just on the network TNT, the whole...
No.
The whole thing, no? Really?
You can watch it.
You can watch
it. No, but like, you know, the part where Shaq does something crazy, like he dances... Gnarls Barkley.
Gnarls.
Gnarls Barkley is a different person. But Charles Barkley
is
awesome.
That was more for you.
Thank you. I think appreciated that.
If I had to be a basketball player, that would I'd probably probably act like him.
You'd probably be Charles Barkley.
Like Gnarls Barkley?
No, Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley.
Okay, he says some funny ass shit.
Does he not? Like I don't watch basketball that much.
Clips?
But when I watch clips of him
now on like
he's on Inside the NBA. Yes.
Yeah.
With it's him.
But was he not before?
Kenny Jet Smith.
Was he not just before on TNT?
Yeah, it is on TNT.
Yeah.
Still.
Okay. TNT. That's the most we can afford.
Yeah, don't go any further. But no, yeah, that show, Inside the NBA, it's so good.
No, he makes me, him and Shaq, because I know Shaq also does some...
Shaq is just like the instigator. No, he's not, he just asks for repetition, and then Kenny is the instigator.
You see, can I tell you something? Like, that would...
And Ernie is the, he's the Bert. He keeps it all together.
Like, you see, if I had to, like...
There's no Bert there.
There's a few other careers, like, if I had to, like, a dream career that I would have chosen. So, like, I wouldn't mind being a race car driver or a mechanic.
A race car driver?
Yeah, something like that. Or or a tailor, or an interior designer.
A tailor?
Or like a furniture maker. Something like that.
Designer.
Yeah.
Furniture maker? That's anyway, a very wide spectrum
but also,
of things.
Also, I do like the idea, because now, you know what happened? It happened, I think it first started in the United States with basketball, football in particular, like 30 years ago.
Like football, like football, or like football, like calcio?
Calcio.
Like calcio. No, football, the one played with heavy men in tights.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very weird. They're so cold, yet they can't find any other material to make the
equipment. Sure warm.
It's pretty, yeah.
Anyway, it's I'm like talking to you, Michael. So anyway.
Neapolitan? What?
Neapolitan.
What's your favorite ice cream flavor? Sorry, I said Neapolitan. Ooh. I have to think about it. What?
I like Rocky Road.
No, actually, is that actually what you like?
No, is Rocky Road different from Heavenly Hatch?
He's just fucking, I don't know.
Yeah, that's why they're called different things.
What's your favorite ice cream?
Fucking I love that. Are they different? Yeah, that's why they have different names.
What's your favorite ice cream?
Are we talking ice cream or gelato?
Ice cream.
It's called a cinnamon.
Doesn't matter. I said ice cream. Whatever
mango.
You interpret ice
mango,
cream.
Mango, hazelnut.
Do you, or like mango or hazelnut. Do you like sherbet?
Oh, fuck, he's a bastard. Oh, that's Herbert. No, he's okay. It depends on the sherbet. Depends what kind of fruit it is.
I don't know, I like vanilla. Every time we go out just for like, for dessert and we get ice
cream. You're so fucked. Who's we?
The three.
No, who's we you go out for dessert with?
Conglomerate of us.
No, when we go for sushi.
No,
and
who's we
dessert?
That we go out for? Who's we? Who's we?
I've who's never we? Gone for physically dessert.
Who's we? You've never gone for, what, does the ice cream punch you? What the fuck? Physically dessert, physical dessert? What was I saying? It started in football about 30 years ago, right. In the NFL.
Mine's mango, cause
where,
I'll just share.
Where,
mine's mango.
Where, personality.
You're,
that's
hold
exactly
on.
What
he's working. No, but
exactly.
Hold on. I started here, right? He touched my foot, so I was like, oh, he wants more space.
You know what?
Hold on. He started here. I was like, oh, he needs more space. So I moved my leg back. He came
You're
forward.
Becoming more and more of a shooter every day.
So I moved further back. I'm now within myself. I am retreating within myself.
That happened,
I'm very
that
comfortable.
That happened to my penis. Anyway. So happened like
football,
30 years ago in American football in particular, was characters in the game, in the game, then became presenters and analyst people.
What is
so for example, Charles Barkley, what's his name? Madden and, the football, bald guy, Brady, Bradley.
Michael
used to play for the Steelers. Famous guy, old white guy, used to play for the Steelers. And then the coach who used to do the Chicago Bears.
He used to
my
do?
Dicka. My
Ever, all of them? That's a lot of... You know how many Bears there are?
A waste of shame there.
he used to coach Chicago Bears. Mike Dicka. So we have people like that who had once the thing they gave it were characters then became like analysts for the game in the post-match... Then it happened in basketball.
You do realize though that they were playing the sport at one point in time.
Yeah, that's what I just said. I said they're playing the game, the characters that were in the game.
Characters.
Then
like
became things.
Characters like
yeah, because like Charles Barkley is a character. He's not, like he wasn't really the best,
basketball
player ever.
When you say characters in the game, I it's like I'm sitting at a character select screen. I'm choosing.
Exactly, yes. Yeah, so you can choose Charles Barkley or Shaquille O'Neal. Yeah. Two characters in the game. So they became an analyst and then they get to travel the whole country, watch games, and also I've been in soccer the last 4 or 5 years. And if I had to choose another way, I would have a soccer career. And then do that, because it just seems like lots of fun.
It does. Like, they seem to have a lot of fun. Like,
yeah, but not everybody can do that. Like,
no. I feel
not
like
everybody can do everything by Gleed. I'm just saying if I could,
I, feel
I would like that.
If anyone of us here would be able to talk about soccer, it would be the King Lump himself.
True. There is a soccer journalist whose name is called Gabriel Marcotti. He's actually American-Italian.
His name is called...
What?
His name is
what
called... You said his name
Oh, is
it?
Called, I'm sorry. His name is rather, sorry. Sorry, English is
the other
my
day,
second language.
The other day, I was watching Ricky
it actually
Gervais.
Actually, is my second language.
I was watching Ricky Gervais interviews because I find him funny.
Yeah, every once in a while, you go through your face.
You just go,
No, no, but like you go through your face. Like every once in a while, I go through Ricky Gervais' face.
That's what you said.
You go through your face.
I heard I go through my
or
face.
Or I like, so or I go like through Louis C.K. face or Jimmy Carr. You know, you watch. Yeah.
Cause I was watching.
Or Stephen Fry face.
I was watching his Golden Globe stuff.
Oh.
And then I was like, this is all good. This is real good.
Yeah.
And then I ended up, you know, when you just click stuff on the sidebar.
Yeah.
And I ended up on an Ellen.
YouTube surfing with him, yeah.
Yeah. And he was on Ellen. And he was like, yeah, I have two cats cold. And he said, my cats are cold. And I went,
Well, I think for animals it's okay because you call an animal. You call on an animal.
That was changing your standpoint, you see?
But then I remembered the discussion, the age old discussion, name versus called.
I don't care. Anyway.
Go.
What is that?
Fight. Named or called? What do you say?
Oh, he's named. He was named by his mother, whose name I don't know.
Was he named just by his mother? His father had no input.
I don't care. It's not my business. The fucking guy with all your segues. Fuck off.
I don't care.
Fuck off, man. Jeez, fuck off.
I would imagine his father had some input.
So anyway, he was not a player of the sport. In fact, he quite resembles me. He's quite a large man, often in a blazer. And he's a very funny.
You should kidnap
journalist who does a podcast also, and I wouldn't mind doing that, but he's like a proper, but like everybody knows this guy. Mm. Also, there's another one called, Arscast, which I like too, is like, that kind of thing.
Is this just where you shout out everything you like?
Yes,
Mango
Rocky
Ice Cream.
Mango Ice Cream.
Rocky Road.
Let me tell you what I like. Tip of Mango Ice Cream, 10 pieces of sashimi.
10 specifically?
Butter, yeah.
What kind of sashimi?
That's a good point.
Is there any, really? Elk.
That's not what you mean.
No?
Be real, what do you mean?
Oh,
say what you feel and mean what you say.
Butterfish sashimi.
Oh, what the fuck?
Then butterfish salmon sashimi. Let me finish, it's my list.
Fuck butterfish, man.
Salmon.
Feels like butter.
What's it written?
What's the shrug? What's it?
How did you think?
But anyways, the reason why I was talking about the All-Star game, a while ago,
yeah,
a while ago in terms of time of this recording, was because the All-Star starters were named recently. Like,
were they named or were they called?
Well, they didn't do like a roll call.
Michael, stop moving your feet, making noise. You have all the space in the garage.
Why are you yelling?
That's my garage. I can do what I want.
Keep your indoor voices.
If you don't know what to do,
keep them on.
I will fucking take this adjustable wrench, shove it up your rectum, and then adjust it. Open it. And fucking open it from the inside.
Adjusted
to open
anyways,
it.
Anyways, so
it's full 2-inch
diameter. The All-Star starters were named for the basketball
Michael,
starters.
Michael, fuck off. Stop yelling, man.
The All-Star starters! The basketball starters!
So, who's starting?
Why is it so quiet in here all the time?
So Christopher, who's starting?
It's not important. It is kind of important.
Christopher, who is starting for
the
Raptors?
Did Lowry make it?
No, DeRozan is the starter.
Oh, God.
In the East. It's DeRozan, Kyrie, Irving. Yeah, it's not until February. DeRozan, Kyrie Irving.
LeBron.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
The white guy, right?
Gosh.
No, he's Greek.
But he's white.
He's not white. He's black.
Who's the white guy? Who I see on all the World Star videos.
Oh, John Malkovich.
It's not John Malkovich.
The tall white guy who I see in all the World Star videos.
That
is his name Norman?
No.
I think you're thinking of that guy who used to play for Dallas.
No.
Dirk Nowitzki?
No, not Dirk.
Fuck you, call him Dirt. He's a nice man.
Tall white guy. Which tall white guy?
He's a tall white guy.
Mukif.
Oh, Gandalf.
Joakim Noah?
No, that guy looks like
the... Oh, what's the guy who plays for the Raptors? Akuna Bakimbe.
No. No, Antetokounmpo plays for the Bucks.
Oh, Antetokounmpo.
Every time you say his name, you have to say it differently,
okay,
please.
Okay. What's his name?
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis?
It's
his first name is
Giannis.
So it's Giannis, not Giannis.
No, I believe it's pronounced Giannis, though.
Can I call him Giannis?
You can call him whatever you want.
Giannis Apimbadum.
It's really hard to say. On his jersey, it kind of curves the letters.
Was he named after, like, the finale of a jazz song?
I don't know. He's Greek. I don't know. Ask him.
That wasn't that funny.
It wasn't. But remember,
it's my joke.
Remember what my mom said.
I love this guy. This guy, the king of the not joke, is going to tell me what not to laugh. Go fuck off.
Which white guy are you talking about? I'm still confused.
I don't remember.
Are you sure he's a basketball player?
Yeah, I see him on the World Star videos all the time.
The what star?
Okay, what you're going to do is send me a World Star video that he's on.
But World Star is hip hop, is it not? I just learned this today.
Yes, good job. You're learning. Anyways, I'm going to go back to what I was talking about. Do you want to know what the fifth starter is?
Michael, stop touching your fucking hand. It's beginning to annoy me.
Jimmy Butler is the fifth starter in the East. And in the West...
Oh, is he the white guy?
No, he's black also. I don't think there are any white starters. I'll name them now and see if they're... Steph Curry, James Harden, Kevin Durant...
Oh, Tom Hardy, fucking great.
Anthony Davis,
Junior.
And I think Kawhi. Kawhi Leonard. I think
Kawhi up to the Humpe.
Kawhi Leonard. His name is much easier to say. Kawhi. Not like Giannis Antetokounmpo. Who I'm pretty sure I'm not saying his name
every
properly.
Every time he says it, I laugh. Say it again.
But Giannis Antetokounmpo. I don't even know if it's proper. He has a lot of letters in his
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I had
a
little bit of jazz. Anyways, the point of me bringing this up... Where did you go? Where did you go? You got whiplash all of a sudden.
Was my voice that loud?
There's a whiplash. But anyways, the reason why I bring this up is because there was a chance that someone who is undeserving was going to start because he is from Georgia, the Republic of Georgia. Zaza Pachulia.
The Republic of Georgia. Yes. Georgia.
No, not Georgia, Atlanta. He used to play.
The hallway through. I think it's Atlanta, Georgia.
He used to play in Atlanta, which is funny because then Georgia left the country he's from. It's
all Georgia.
Yeah. But they don't have that song.
Georgia.
In actual Georgia?
The whole day through.
I want to throw this fucking screw at his face.
He has a wrench. I think he'd win that fight.
He has no aim. No accuracy.
I don't care. I'm just not throwing shit.
Look at the distance. It's the only much. And he can throw it. If he throws it sideways, I'm pretty sure he's guaranteed.
Large surface area, but I can get this right in his eye.
Okay, let's try it. Go. You throw first.
You throw first.
And then if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge the ball.
What ball?
I don't pick
the one that out of your pants.
Oh, those are two balls.
No, it was only one ball.
It was only one ball.
Let me tell you something. I think one is substantially larger than the other, so you might have
not supposed to be larger.
Might have might have been eclipsed. The big one might have eclipsed the small. Which one is the big one?
I don't think it's the same for everybody. The left one is always the larger nut of the two.
No, I have to be honest. I think it's my third one.
Good job.
You have three nuts.
Wow. To be honest, my penis is so small. I use the third as a penis.
I just want to talk about the All-Stars.
I was just talking about this All-Star game.
Fuck this All-Star game.
Get to the point. What's your point? You've been naming names.
Steph
Curry, LeBron James, Kyrie, Irving.
Okay, look, we're not going to say anything for the next 2 minutes.
Okay, go ahead.
It's 107 on the podcast right now, so you got 2 minutes.
You and the listener, Chris. You and the listener.
You and the listener. Go. Ready? Hang on. Three. What? Go.
Zaza Pachulia was being voted in by the fan vote to start, and everyone was saying that he shouldn't start. So I was going to ask you guys if you think it matters. Like, should the fans be able to vote for whoever they think should start? Because then it happened in hockey last year with John Scott, right? I'm trying to bring you into the conversation.
We're not allowed to talk for 2 minutes.
Okay, I'm going to sit here. Let's sit here in silence until 109.
You've got
I will not say a word until 109.
I'm not saying a word either. Okay, we're back.
Nabalsko and Edgy came up
there. It did. It was fucking roaming around in there. I had to fucking get out.
This refueled me.
So
my question is...
Do you think the fans should vote?
Because they changed how it works this year, where the fans have 50% of the vote, and then the players do 25 in the media.
Read this later.
So I wanted to ask you guys if you think it should be...
How would you... Okay, my question would then be this.
Because you had the John Scott situation last year.
If the fans are
given
the power to vote...
My question would then be this, and then he answered.
You took too fucking long.
I'm not.
If the fans are given the power to vote,
the
votes that are cast...
Why are you yelling?
Before the end of... By the end of the voting time, should be the players. So that happened with John Scott last year, and they gave him a big old fuck you.
So we need to review that what happened last year. And my thing is, how do you make sure... It's one vote per person, and since that one,
there's no rule.
Oh, so you just allow as many votes as whatever.
Yeah, so if you
so that's why
you vote for them. But then the thing
is, though, okay, so that would be my thing. But what happened last year? Sorry, refresh.
John Scott
Why are you yelling?
No, he is yelling really loud.
John Scott, he's known as an enforcer in the league.
Sorry, can you say that again without the quotes? Because otherwise I don't understand.
he's known as an enforcer within the league.
I don't speak quotes.
This is the NHL, by the way.
Sorry, yes.
He was known as an enforcer in the league. Yes. And he made captain.
What was his thing? Fraud, assault, home battery? What was his main thing he would enforce?
This is such a bad joke. It's really poor.
Don't look at me like that.
Carry on, Michael.
You're fucking yelling for 3 minutes and you're looking at me like that. Michael, you're wearing your hat backwards. Nobody can take you seriously, okay?
He was known as an enforcer, and he was voted as a captain on the All-Star team.
Okay.
Now, the league stepped in.
Is that the person with the most votes?
Yes. Now, the league stepped in and didn't think that he was deserving or fit to be an All-Star, so they revoked his captaincy.
And then they were like...
Why was he considered not to be?
Because he did.
Because he's an enforcer in the league.
He played like 5 games. And he never scored a goal. He would just he's just there for like fights and penalties and.
Now, but do you think this being an all-star game and all? Because soccer doesn't really have what does in terms of the dead rubber games, the games that don't really count.
Dead rubber.
Yeah, yeah games. So games that don't count.
The condom rips.
Yeah, exactly. That's when the wrist bursts, and everybody goes.
That's the crowd going,
swim! Swim, swim! Bastards! And then they realize they're on the carpet or on the ceiling. Anyway,
on the ceiling, goddamn.
Yeah, it was
talk like, about centrifugal force.
When I was a much younger man. talk about finding your niche.
Anyway, talk about finding Nemo, right?
So, what was I gonna say?
Touch the butt.
So, essentially though, the All-Star game is supposed to be... The other game, though, is supposed to be just the game that's supposed to be entertaining.
Yeah.
So perhaps somebody like that, I don't know anything about this guy, I don't know anything about this game.
But what happened with John Scott?
Does it not perhaps bring up potential injury?
No, because, like, he's a nice guy. Like, everyone in the league, like,
I'm
the players
sure nice
all
guy.
Like him.
But there was a sense of humor towards it. Like, they didn't, like, all the fans voting thought it was hilarious if he got it.
And then he got it, and everyone, oh wow, he actually
got
it.
Oh, that's
this.
Right, yeah, I think we did discuss this. Okay.
Yes.
And then he got a car.
And then they traded him away, like,
they sent him to the minors.
Yeah, why would they make...
Because then if he was in a different division, because last year for the NHL, the way it worked is each division had their own team.
Oh.
It was like a little 3-on-3 tournament. They were trying to switch it up.
That's what happened.
It was actually exciting to watch a 3-on-3
tournament. So yeah, they traded him to another team.
So they traded him to another division, another conference, and then that way he couldn't technically play for that division. He's not part of it anymore.
Oh.
And then everyone's like, that's stupid. And then,
that team sent him down to their minors.
Yeah. So then he wasn't even in the NHL anymore. And so everyone was like, well, that's stupid. And everyone's like up in arms, and then the league was like, fine, he can play.
He's since retired.
Oh, is he? How old was he?
No, I think he's...
No, he did retire.
Oh, he did? Well,
he retired the year after.
Yeah, see, soccer doesn't really have... The one thing I like about soccer is that I have to, and it's not just because it's the game I follow, it's just, I don't think in North American sports there's enough risk per game. So what I mean by that is, so for example, every soccer league in Europe, as we've discussed before, has a promotion and demotion system.
Are you just having whiplash suddenly all the time?
It's fucking good, I can't get a word out. Has a promotion and demotion system.
Right, so then if they lose...
Essentially, even if you're, let's say, a mid-level team... You want to stay in the league so you can make more money next year, so you can't really afford to lose a game.
There's no tanking.
Otherwise, you go to the division below, right?
Trust the process.
But North American sports have this weird thing...
Where they reward losers.
Where the draft and salary cap and... Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's no meaning to every game. Okay, I shouldn't really say that. There's, of course, meaning as in regards to the table and so on.
Standing.
But it's not like a shitty team in April at the end of the NHL season...
Hmm.
Who's not going to make the playoffs, doesn't give a fuck. You know
what I
mean?
There's no incentive. Yeah, you're right.
There's no incentive for them to play. There's no... See, soccer, so every league, every team in every league has, like, not only their league that they play in, an attempt to win.
Yeah, yeah.
They also have 2 or 3 tournaments within their country that they can... So every team has, like, 3 or 4 tournaments, chance of winning something. You know what I mean? Like, there's just...
Right.
And you know what I mean? Like, there's no... And then when you watch North America, where you see the last place team gets the first draft pick, like, what's the fucking logic beyond that?
Trying to
that?
Bring competitive balance.
So okay, I understand that.
Available player.
So then why have so many teams? Why have so many teams?
To actually get another one.
But that's what I'm saying. Why have so many teams? Why dilute the talent? No, I'm just being honest. Like, why?
Isn't the NFL getting
team
too?
You know
no,
when,
they're just moving teams around.
You know when, and I remember this, because at that point I used to follow all sports vaguely, just through the highlights, like not in depth.
Right.
But the first year Pittsburgh won the cup when Crosby was there, not the first year he was there, whenever the first one was, whatever it was, their entire first line was first round draft picks in the top three picks.
That's like Edmonton now.
But that's what I'm saying.
That's
so
gonna
how,
be Philly in the end.
So how, so how is this, how is that fair? Like how, you know what I mean? Like where?
You trust the process as is going on in Philadelphia. They have trusted the process.
And that's
now
the same thing with the Leafs too.
Three,
like.
But that's because that's the process. But what I'm saying is there's no,
it's too predetermined. Like it is stupid to reward the losers, but.
And then the salary cap to me is something, it's like a laughable. It's laughable. That's
why there's no money in All-Star game.
Anyway, that's why soccer for me, don't get me wrong, there's plenty wrong with that sport. They don't use enough video technology for me. Certain things are outdated, so on and so forth. But the fact that there's just not enough competition in North American sports isn't stupid for me.
There's
competition. It's still, like there's just so much oversaturation. That's why I think football in the States is so big. Is because every team plays one game a week. Mm. They only play 20 games or whatever it is 15, a season. Whatever, something 15, like that.
15, I think it's
they only play 15 games a season. Every game is important.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Every game is, just like it is with soccer. They play one game a week, more or less, than when they play in Europe. And every game is important. Every game is a spectacle. Every game is a big deal. Like,
cause it's about the money.
Yeah, but I don't know where North American sports are gaining ground worldwide. The only one that is the NFL. Why? Because they make it exciting. Just like why is soccer growing? I don't know. I don't follow it that much. I'm just saying.
Cause they're doing a lot of like anti-showboating now. Like if you celebrate a touchdown, you get a flag.
But why though?
I don't know, cause it's not, you're not allowed.
Isn't that the thing they do in soccer too? They
it's not
yeah, but that was, yeah, but that was,
I kinda get, but like,
but that was advertising thing.
But hold on, do they penalize like,
that was an advertising thing? Advertisers are getting pissed that they're,
yeah, because you're taking off the shirt the moment you score a goal.
No, that's
so the time all the cameras are on you, you're not wearing your jersey.
That makes sense.
But that's like, that.
Are you against showmanship? Like if you score a goal, you score a touchdown, you do a nice dunk.
I've always been against it.
You're against showboating?
See, but it depends though. Like, basketball.
Like a celly after a goal. Are you a celly?
I never do.
You never celly? You wouldn't bring out a.
Maybe you don't score that often.
No, unless it's a very clutch game. I never do.
You playing in a car? What's called?
That's a really
shut
bad
the
joke.
Fuck up.
I'm not even going to laugh at how bad that
is. Michael. Shut the I don't even know who invited you to this podcast.
Do you, if you score a goal, do you celly in when you play your sport?
Yeah. But not like what's celly? I have, let's say, a moment of
Yahoo!
Euphoric outbreak.
Yeah, I'm not saying that you stand there. Stoic,
I do what happens. I run to the center circle and I go, yippee!
I'm not saying you stand there stoic. Yeah. Like,
no.
you give daps to everyone.
Here's the thing though.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah, but that's not a celly. Like,
yeah,
people were celly.
No, but for me, North
like, you
America,
wouldn't, like, fucking Superman your way down the ice.
No, but here's the thing. See, hockey, I don't, it's, in sports where there are so many points, it's so hard. It's hard to
no, show. Like in
so
basketball,
that's why in basketball,
gonna,
it's like, oh my
you're
god,
you're not going to
okay.
sell me after every point you
no,
make.
No, I'm
like,
just saying
yeah.
though. But I'm okay with that. I mean, why not? It makes it exciting for people.
Yeah, like in the NBA, for
that's
example,
what they used to do. They used to do top 10 celebrations of in football
yeah.
every year. Like,
yeah, and like in the NBA, they remove taunting. So like after like you can't like stare at a man after you dunk on him or you block him because they're
but why?
It's a technical because you can it's going to instigate and then a fight will start because they're worried about fights because of the malice in the palace.
Oh, please.
When Ben Wallace and Ron Artest were fucking up bear mans in the crowd. But like, that, like, it's like, meh. I think it's fine. I think it makes it funny. Like you
look, this is what, sports.
Sports
are
the
only
game.
Reason.
They're a game.
Sports!
They're
entertainment.
And they're
yeah. entertainment.
So, like,
so that's their priority.
But why take away things that make it entertaining? That's, because like, I always find
I don't know, because I think also,
like, people
the associations that run sports need something to do.
Yes.
So
let everything just happen.
Yeah, so they have to
go, you know, we're not going to allow
that. Doing something.
Yeah,
but I'm surprised they were that in football, especially because that was a big part of that.
Yeah, like,
because football really, really, for me, how, and look, like I said, I don't follow it that much. I'm being very.
Neither do I. But like, I've heard
that is
you
the
can't
closest,
sell you hard
the
anymore.
Closest I see in terms of what matches, and this is why I think football is growing. Like, for example, they're doing a few games in Europe, I think, next year.
I don't think it's going...
Is it? I don't know. This is what they said before. Anyway,
yeah,
why it grows is because it is a spectacle. In the same way, like, why English soccer grew so much in the world is because they made it... They filmed it, making it exciting. The analysis is exciting. They brought the best players from around the world to try to go. You know what I mean?
I don't think soccer started taking off, though, until the Spanish announcers showed up. Goal!
What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean showed up? Did they find them in a mine?
In a mine.
They found them buried in a ground, yeah. And they were like an artifact.
Like, they
was underground, and they dusted. And as they dusted, it got louder.
Yeah.
And then they found that one.
It was like the resonance all of a sudden crumbled the whole mountain.
And it carved Mount Rushmore. Yeah. This is facts. What the fuck is that thing?
Submerged.
Or part of one. I used it to fix the belt sand.
But yeah, so Zaza Patchouli is not starting this year because of the rule change.
Thanks for that.
And I was just wondering what you guys thought of that.
That was a really good tangent.
That was a nice segue there to ride on.
You guys took my segue and ran it over with a Mack truck.
Thank you.
That's okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
That's okay.
Wait, guys. Anyway, boys. Moment of silence there too, as well.
You always need a moment of silence.
Yeah, always need a moment of silence. Remember.
That way you can get out of a little. What's
one for my homies.
Una bella scoreggi.
That's it. That's what it is.
Is scoreggi plural?
Yes.
So scoreggia?
Joe.
Joe's
scoreggio.
Joe's
yeah.
Joe. He's
yeah.
actually Giuseppe.
He actually just crawled out of my ass when I had a little bit of scoreggio.
My neighbor.
He crawled out like this.
like his nails digging into the dirt.
Very much like that woman from the ring that we saw at the burger place.
Yeah.
Anyway, boys.
That woman is flexible. Like,
shall we,
she fucking does that shit?
Yeah. Like it's that. Very weird. I mean, weird. She must have very
wild.
Uneven wear pattern on her shoes. But anyway,
she probably has broad shoulders.
We're gonna end it here.
No, I just,
watch how much I can talk and maybe to prolong this.
I just wanna.
Just fucking cut it.
I just wanna, I will. I'm not even kidding.
Fuck this and just end it.
Fucking end it. Can I do it?
Don't fuck off!
Is this the Sopranos?
Just fucking end it.
Yeah.
Just fuck it!
I don't know!
What if you be quiet and then you make them think it's over?
By now the music's in already, though.
So anyway, just before we leave, I'd like to remind once again that lady from Popeyes that we have two listeners.
We have
two listeners in Somalia who we could break into the market there. We just need three biscuits a day and some enhanced weight loss pills.
I don't know. Yeah, that would be a good follow-up for biscuits.
Anyway.
Thanks for,
you want to take over the outro?
Yeah, just fuck you.
Just
thanks for listening, man.
Yeah.
Man?
Yeah, this is why you don't get invited.
That's why you don't do the outro.
On behalf of, Michael, Christopher, and myself, Mr. Lumpy,
That's him.
We would like to thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to like and share.
Hurry up, I gotta let us Skadooch go. We will. You guys call
Skadoosh.
Let Joe crawl out your ass. And,
hey, Giuseppe!
And we'll see you all soon. Bye-bye.
Ladies.
It's audio, we won't see you. Bounce, bounce, bounce. Jungle, we bounce, down.